The presidential election this year has been extremely polarizing, so we sent WHYY's Joe Hernandez to a South Jersey town where the margins of victory in the last two presidential elections were razor thin, all to hear what voters there are thinking this year.
If we could clear the starting lane, please. We're getting ready to start the race.
The sixth annual Mothers Matter 5K run took place on Sunday. It's sponsored by the Laura Rose Albert Foundation, which helps mothers lead better lives. But I was there because this race was taking place in Washington Township, about half an hour's drive from Philadelphia and home to 50,000 residents. It's a township that, politically speaking, is split right down the middle.
I'm not really thrilled about either of the candidates, honestly. So it's almost to the point where it's like anyone else besides these two. So,
Joe Wojciechowski lives in town, and he still hasn't decided whether he's voting for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
Feeling I don't have a good feeling about her. I'm not sure that I really feel that she would be a great leader for the country either. So I'm struggling with that, but I know that he would not be.
Washington Township is basically one big undecided voter. In the 2008 and 2012 presidential elections, about 25,000 Washington Township residents voted. And both times, the margin between Barack Obama and his Republican opponent was fewer than 250 votes. In 2008, that margin swung in Obama's favor. In 2012, a majority of voters picked Mitt Romney. And this year, residents again are feeling pulled between the two candidates.
Sadly, I think we're doomed no matter what. we are almost, we're out of, there are no candidates.
Tanya Hogan is originally from Washington Township, but now she lives in Camden County. At the beginning of the campaign, she says she thought Clinton and Trump had strong points, but now she's disillusioned with both, so much so that she doesn't even know if she'll vote next month.
I'm debating. I'll decide the morning of the election, absolutely. I feel it's important to vote, but right now I don't feel I have anybody to vote for.
But other voters at the race on Sunday had their minds made up, like Joe Powell from nearby Cherry Hill.
Well, I think the Clintons are crooks, perfectly honest with you. There's always a scandal around them, and they always get away with it.
Powell says Trump is a good alternative to Clinton, who strikes him as untrustworthy and elitist.
Because, you know, I'm not a college graduate. I know that you got to be a college graduate. That's, you know, like Clinton made fun of me. So, I don't need that.
Sherrill Jackson is a registered Democrat, but at first she wanted to support Trump.
He came in with just, I was like, oh, okay, not a politician. Let's try that. And then he came in with this really off the rails comments, like just
Jackson will be voting for Clinton. She says she doesn't like the way Trump talks about women and doubts whether he'll be able to get along with world leaders. Jackson's biggest takeaway this year, though, is how cutthroat the election has become and how that's trickled down into her daily life.
Oh my gosh, the Facebook, like I just kind of passed through it because it's really getting ugly. Like your own friends, my own family's, we got into this thing and I was like, I didn't call you names. Back off. it's real. It's ugly. And I don't remember that ever being so. Everyone's like, yeah, I'm voting this. I'm voting that. Okay.
The presidential election will come to an end on November 8th. But the political divisions in Washington Township and nearby seem like they'll keep going for another campaign cycle. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.